Random House Audio presents Snow by Orhan Pamuk, read for you by John Lee. Our interests on the dangerous edge of things, the honest thief, the tender murderer, the superstitious atheist. Robert Browning, Bishop Blougram's Apology. Politics in a literary work are a pistol shot in the middle of a concert, a crude affair, though one impossible to ignore. We are about to speak of very ugly matters. Stendhal, The Charterhouse of Parma, Richard Howard's translation. Well then, eliminate the people, curtail them, force them to be silent, because the European Enlightenment is more important than people. Dostoevsky, Notebooks for the Brothers Karamazov. The Westerner in me was discomposed. Joseph Conrad, Under Western Eyes. Chapter 1. The Silence of Snow. The Journey to Kars. The silence of snow, thought the man, sitting just behind the bus driver. If this were the beginning of a poem, he would have called the thing he felt inside him the silence of snow. He'd boarded the bus from Erzurum to Kars, with only seconds to spare. He'd just come into the station on a bus from Istanbul, a snowy, stormy, two-day journey, and was rushing up and down the dirty, wet corridors with his bags in tow, looking for his connection, when someone told him the bus for Kars was leaving immediately. He'd managed to find it, an ancient Magarus, but the conductor had just shut the luggage compartment and, being in a hurry, refused to open it again. That's why our traveller had taken his bag on board with him. The big...